Merry Christmas to all of you. It's good to see you. How many of you open presents on Christmas Eve? All right. How many of you open presents on Christmas morning? How many of you open presents on some other strange time that doesn't really fit Christmas Eve, Christmas morning? When I was a kid, we opened Christmas presents in the morning. It was the first thing in the morning. Early in the morning, we came downstairs. Well, we didn't have stairs, but we came to the Christmas tree and we opened up our presents. But the one that I remember the most is that when my grandparents, I would go to their house, and we would open presents at my grandparents' house. And the weird thing was that my grandfather, he never did this any other time of the year, but he would start a fire in the fireplace. We were living in Phoenix. He lived in Glendale, which is a suburb of Phoenix. And he would throw all the Christmas present wrappings into the fireplace. And I'm kind of like retentive, you know, I'm obsessive compulsive. And so all I can remember the whole time that he's throwing this wrapping paper away is he burning up Christmas? Is there something in the wrapping paper that's burning up? And I remember sitting there in fear the whole entire time wondering if he was going to burn up my presents. Still scars my memory. Anyway, today we're completing a Christmas series that we started a while ago, an Advent series called Christmas Adjective. And basically the question is, what does it mean to be Christmas? Christmas is a noun, which is the day of Jesus' birth. It's Christmas, but it can also be an adjective that modifies a noun, like Christmas lights or Christmas stories or Christmas carols or whatever. And what does it mean to be Christmas as an adjective? And today we're going to complete the series and we're going to talk about Christmas presents. What's a Christmas present versus any other present? And we're going to look at that this morning from our reading from Titus chapter 3 that we read for our epistle lesson this morning. Because it really talks about what a Christmas gift is. And I see three things in there just really quickly this morning. What is a Christmas gift? And we're going to start at verse 5, Titus 3 verse 5, where Paul writes, "He saved us not because of works done by us in righteousness, but according to his own mercy, by the washing of regeneration and renewal of the Holy Spirit." So basically, what Paul is saying here is that it's unconditional. A Christmas present, the Christmas present, is unconditional. It doesn't matter what we do. All that matters is what the babe in Bethlehem does. It's an unconditional Christmas present. God, in his mercy, shows us his love on Christmas Day. Now, mercy is an interesting word because there's actually two words that are very similar. One is called mercy and the other one's called grace. And they kind of denote the same thing, but they are a little bit different. What grace is getting something that you didn't deserve. Getting something that you didn't deserve. So let's say it's Christmas morning and you aren't expecting a Christmas present for whatever reason, and all of a sudden it shows up underneath the tree, and you get that present, and maybe you feel like you didn't deserve that present. Well, that's called grace, somebody giving you something that you didn't deserve. Now, mercy is very similar, but it's different. Mercy is when you don't receive something that you should have been given, when you don't receive something that you should have been given. I remember years ago, Jennifer and I were going to Lake Pleasant, which is in northern Phoenix. It's a lake, obviously, Lake Pleasant. And we were driving to Lake Pleasant, and there was a policeman sitting at the turnoff to the lake. And it was really, really interesting. I hope this story doesn't get too convoluted, because it's very difficult to follow, but I'll try. So there was striping on the road, and there was a shoulder. Now, I, being a student of traffic and that sort of thing, know you're not supposed to drive on the shoulder. You're only supposed to stay within your travel lane. So there's a policeman there, and I'm thinking he's there to nab people who are driving on the shoulder. So I don't go into the shoulder. I stay outside. I'm in the travel lane. I turn right. And I don't go 500 feet before the policeman comes and turns on his lights and pulls me over. He said, "But did you see what you just did right there?" I said, "Well, what did I do just right there?" He said, "I've been sitting here all day and nobody else seems to have a problem getting in the right lane to turn right, but you didn't get in the right lane." And I wasn't about to have an argument with the policeman that the right lane was actually a shoulder and we shouldn't be in the right lane, so I didn't do that. And he said, this time I'm just going to give you a warning. Have you ever been pulled over and the policeman just gives you a warning instead of the ticket? Probably a lot of you have had that happen. This is the only time in my life it's happened in my life. And that's mercy, right? That's mercy. That's not getting what you do deserve. Mercy. And what Paul says is that the Christmas present, is basically undeserved gift from God. We don't deserve it. Our sin in our life means that we can't deserve it. But because God loves us and he cares for us, he gives us his gifts anyway. Anyway, so that's the first part, is unconditional. The second part comes from verse 6. Whom he poured out richly on us through Jesus. I love the way the NIV says that, which is generously. So the second point is this. The Christmas gift is a generous gift. Have you ever received a gift that you thought was really, really generous? That you said, wow, I can't believe it. Or did you ever receive a gift when you didn't expect a gift? You show up to something and all of a sudden you get a gift and all of a sudden it's like, oh, I didn't get you a gift, but you gave me a gift. Now I got to get you a gift and all that. Has it ever happened in your life? Or has this ever happened? Have you ever been re-gifted a gift? Where you open up the gift and it's like, I'm not entirely sure why they gave me this gift. This happens quite a bit, actually. There's even a whole Reddit thread. Here's a few of them. A couple years ago, I re-gifted a cheap MP3 player I got from my uncle. I already had an iPod, and I didn't want to bother putting music on this, so I gave it to one of my soccer teammates when I was her secret Santa. I was so embarrassed because she later asked me why I put Sweet Caroline on it with some other song. When I didn't know what she was talking about, she figured out I was caught red-handed and I felt bad for not appreciating my uncle's efforts. And her name is Caroline. Or how about this one? One of my old boyfriends once gave me a gift basket on my birthday. Well, I had given it to his sister for her birthday a few months earlier. For my wedding, my husband and I received a punch bowl set. We did not register for one. I mean, who uses those things? When we opened it, we saw a card inside that said, "Congratulations, Sarah and Bob." Well, I married a Frank and my name is Kelly. My little brother received a guest gift card from a good family friend for his birthday. But there was no amount written on it. So the next time we went to the mall, we stopped at Guess to check out the balance. It was $58.12. So clearly it had been re-gifted. So the thing is, we re-gift, right? I mean, you've all done it, haven't you? Some gift comes in, it's like, but here's some tips if you're going to re-gift. I've got tips here somewhere. Here we go. Re-gifting hints. Never re-gift to someone who knows the original gift giver. Save bad presents from your family for the office secret Santa. Personalize the gift with a note that's intimate yet vague. I saw this and I couldn't resist. Or, this is so you. Or disguise the gift by rewrapping it in a creative way, or at least use it as a gift bag. But Christ does not give us any re-gifted gift. He has no reason to give us a re-gifted gift. He's a generous God, and he's got all the wealth of the world at his fingertips. And so he doesn't re-gift. He gives us everything from his hand, and he gives generously, and he doesn't re-gift. Now, there was Lawrenceville, Georgia, Boys and Girls Club. They know about giving generously. These kids just don't get a lot for Christmas. They come from a very, very, very poor neighborhood. And
this year for Christmas, what are you hoping to get?
A computer. Big, giant Barbie house.
A trophy case.
Xbox 360. Minecraft Legos.
What do you think your mom or dad want for Christmas?
My mom would probably want a ring. She's never really had a ring.
Jewelry. She loves jewelry.
A new TV.
Like watches.
So,
We actually did buy an Xbox 360.
What in the world? And what is this? Okay, you really got this for me?
A new laptop.
Wow. And it's a necklace.
So we also bought a necklace because you said you also wanted to get a necklace for your mom or your auntie. The catch is that you can either get a gift for yourself,
huh?
Or you can pick a gift for your mom and dad. I need you to pick one. Now before you answer, oh, I bet that's hard. Is that a really hard question?
Mm-hmm.
What gift do you pick?
I choose this.
I gotta go with the ring.
What gift do you pick?
That one. That one. That dress.
I'll choose this for my mom.
I'll choose this one.
It's a really tough question.
I'll give him this.
You already know? Tell me why.
Because Legos don't matter. Your family matters. Not Legos, not toys, your family. So, it's either family or Legos, and I choose family.
I get gifts every year from my family, and my mom don't get anything.
If I get a laptop, my mama will get something. She helps me when I'm sick. She helps me with my homework.
She gave me a house to live in.
They look out for me and do stuff for me, so I need to give back to them.
Now I have the opportunity to give him something.
Because you actually picked the gift for your family, you're actually going to go home with both. Tell me how you're feeling.
I'm feeling really happy and thankful.
Just happy. Thankful.
For your family? For what?
My family, everything.
He did make his decision, actually. And oh, he goodness. Picked the Pandora charms.
Oh, that is sweet. That made me cry. So what are you going to do to me?
In your room.
Oh, it's for me? Oh, it's for you.
Thanks, guys.
I was going to.
Sorry, I should have told you it was a Kleenex moment. But isn't that great? You know, our God is generous too. He didn't have to come to this earth, but he did. And he was born in Bethlehem, and he gives us his greatest gift. And the last thing is that it's this, verse 7. So that being justified by his grace, we might become heirs according to the hope of eternal life. See, the gift that God gives is forever. Can you even remember a single Christmas gift that you got as a kid? I mean, most of the stuff that comes in the store today is stuff that's not going to last for a very long time, right? My wife has, believe it or not, on her desk, sitting there by our bed, is a clock radio. And she was given this clock radio years and years and years ago as a gift. And I remember getting one when I was a kid, too, but mine had a tape player in it. Years ago, I threw it away, but she still has this General Electric clock radio that hums. And so I don't even know what it's like to go to sleep without the humming of this General Electric radio. Because the stuff that we get today, we just don't remember. I mean, the stuff that we get today doesn't last for a very long time. But the gift from the Christ child lasts forever. If you want to give a long-lasting Christmas gift, here's some ideas. Instead of giving the junk that you can get in the store today, and I'm not saying that you shouldn't give junk in the store today, but here's some ideas. Write a poem and give it to somebody. It doesn't even have to rhyme. Send a love letter listing the reasons why I love you so much. Plan a surprise lunch, complete with a picnic basket, sparkling grape juice. Bake a giant cookie and write I love you on it. Kidnap the car for a thorough washing and detailing. Mine is a Hyundai Sonata. It's gold. Sitting in the parking lot, and the keys are always in it. Compose a love song. At least it was sitting out there. I don't know. Arrange for someone else to sing a love song. Call a radio station and have them announce a love message from you and make sure that your love is listening at the right time. Or make a big sign that just says, I love you. It doesn't have to be expensive. It doesn't have to be bought in a store. But it's sometimes the gifts that you don't expect that stay with you forever. The gift of the Christ child is a gift that comes to us on Christmas Day. It's a gift that's undeserved. It's a gift that's generous. And it's a gift that will last forever. His love. Because we forget. We have to come together once a year and remember his birthday and remember the gifts. But he never forgets. Even though we don't remember him as much as we should, he always remembers us because he loves us. And that's the great gift of Christmas Day. In Jesus' name, amen. Responding